Joby's is only $99 for a big 6-month supply with free shipping, and you get a 7th month free. That's less than 50 cents a day for energy and to feel great. Go to joebees.com.
The competition has taken notice.
Oh my God.
Good luck keeping up with us, amateurs.
So to get that perfect barbecue, you use wood. Are you sure it's safe? Whatever. We put the lighter fluid on, strike the match, and...
Oh. Should we call the fire department?
That might be a good idea.
Welcome to the Barbecue Central Show, the show where we talk about all things that are important in the world of barbecue. From big-name interviews with competitors on the barbecue circuit, grill manufacturers and pit makers, to advice on cooking brisket and ribs, you'll find it all right here on the Barbecue Central Show. Your host, Greg Rempe, is a backyard barbecue and grilling fanatic and loves to talk about his passion, which many of us share together. You can learn more about barbecue and grilling by visiting the website, thebbqcentral.com. Now, let's get in the smoke. Here's your program host, Greg Rempe.
Welcome to the Barbecue Central Show. This is the show that talks about all things important to the world of barbecue and grilling. Centralites, how's your life? I am doing well. By the way, I'm your program host, Greg Rempe. The show originates from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame city of Cleveland, Ohio. How's it going? So happy that you've decided to tune in tonight. Got a great show lined up, but before I let you know what's happening tonight, let me give you some contact information right up front, as we always do every show. If you want to call in tonight at any point, feel free to do so, and you can do that by dialing these touch-tone numbers, 216-220-0966. That's 216-220-0966. If you want to email the show, you can do that as well, bbqcentralradio@gmail.com, bbqcentralradio@gmail.com. That's the way to go ahead and get in touch with the show tonight. Love to have you with me. Thanks for joining in. And again, we are on the Barbecue Central Radio Network, simulcasting on LA Talk Radio. Quick programming note, if you are on the LA Talk Radio stream, about 10 minutes till the hour of 10, that feed will cut off because that's just the way we normally do it over there. But since I have started BCRN and we now simulcast on LA Talk Radio as well, or we continue to simulcast on LA Talk Radio, I will go longer on my stream. So if you want to jump over at some point, you're more than welcome to do that by going to thebbqcentralshow.com. That's thebbqcentralshow.com, and then click on BCRN website. And you can pick up the live feed from there, and you can do that at any point in the show if you want to carry over. If you want to jump out at 10 minutes till, it's certainly your prerogative if you want to. But again, quick programming note that the LA Talk Radio feed will drop at 10 till the hour as normal. So go ahead and make your adjustments for listening if you so choose. If you're on the BCRN side, what's up? Thanks for coming on tonight. Appreciate it. All right, here's what's happening on the show tonight. About 14 past the hour, I'm going outside the box on this one. Every once in a while, I like to change it up a little bit. Of course, everybody knows I'm a big horse race fan. We've talked about some other items that aren't necessarily related to barbecue and grilling. This one is certainly no different. I'm going to be interviewing two gentlemen from a band that I use for my bumper music. What's bumper music, you might add? Well, when I'm coming in or coming out of a break, I am playing music, and then I talk over it for a little while I do my billboard reads for the various sponsors of the show. And when I decided to legal it up a little bit, I actually had to stop using the copywritten music that I was probably stealing there for low these many year and three quarters, and got out some legal music from a band called 3 Years Hollow. I found them on a website called garageband.com. I was kind of looking for a genre that I like, that kind of is my style, and I happened to find these guys, did a little quick correspondence with them, and they said, yeah, go ahead, use the music that you want, and we'd be happy to have you do that promotion for us. So figured I'd return the favor by having them on because, you know, I have a unique interest. Who hasn't wanted to be a rock star at some point? I sure have. So I figured why not have these guys on, maybe give them a little promotion that they wouldn't normally get, obviously exposing them to a audience base that maybe they don't normally play to, although I'm sure some of us are hard rockers. But Tony Rivas and Jose Urquiza from the band, the unofficial band of the Barbecue Central Show, 3 Years Hollow, and they can be found at 3yearshollow.com. Spell it out, 3yearshollow.com. Will be joining me coming up next segment around 14 past the hour. After that, around 34 past, Alan Hedrick, and returning back to barbecue, by the way, Alan Hedrick is the head cook for Team Holla and Swalla. Now, if you watch TLC Pitmasters, TLC Barbecue Pitmasters, that airs Thursday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Your particular times may vary depending on where you are in the country. If you watched last week's show, the week before last, they covered the American Royal Invitational. Last week, they covered the American Royal Open, which take place in successive days out there at the American Royal. And Team Holla and Swalla was located right next to Myron Mixon. Myron Mixon seems to be getting quite a bit of talk and banter around the internet and from various other people that watch the show because of his attitude that they're showing and because of his mouth and blah, blah, blah. So I thought it would be interesting to have Alan on. He actually contacted me a couple of weeks ago to let me know that he was the team next to them. And I thought after having seen it myself last week that we would try and rush him right up here. I think he lends a unique view to the show because he wasn't necessarily cast in there as one of the main cast members. But we can see how John Marcus and the TLC team approached him. And we can get an honest look inside of the show because he did get, I wouldn't call it substantial FaceTime, but he did get FaceTime on the show, and they showed them interacting with Myron and Myron interacting back with them. So that would be neat, I thought, to have Alan on to talk about his experience with the show kind of on the periphery, and that's going to be around 34 past the hour. Of course, fourth segment, we have the traditional giveaways. This week, a two-pack of D-Dog's Peach Barbecue Rub. That's the newest rub from Darren at D-Dog's Barbecue Rub. So if you're interested in getting some free stuff, all you have to do is call in at the right time. And you will get a pack of two-pack of the new D-Dog's Peach Rub. So it doesn't get any better than that. And you can find him at ddogsbbq.com. So that's what's happening on the show tonight. Of course, your phone calls and emails, if you want to jump in, 216-220-0966 or bbqcentralradio@gmail.com. Got a new sponsor of the show that I wanted to mention right off the top, a man by the name of Conrad Haskins, multiple-time grand champion, and his Barbecue Institute, which can be found at bbqclass.com. This is a class that you actually attend. He's based out of Texas and Washington State. These are for classes of all levels of cooks. If you're already a competitor and you want to tighten up your game a little bit, it's a class you want to look at attending. If you're somebody that's just looking to get into it, maybe hone your backyard skills or looking to take that step from the backyard competition circuit into the more professional side of things and the pros, then this is a class you would also want to look to take. And again, it's Conrad Haskins, and his website is bbqclass.com. Just for a fun fact, maybe you've heard of Harry Sue of Slap Yo Daddy. Yeah, he's taken that class, and then he subsequently tied up Rookie of the Year that next competition season, so that should speak volumes of the class. And again, they run out of both Texas and Washington for all levels of cooks. And ladies, you know, this might be a good idea for a gift for your man. Hey, ladies, gift for your man. BBQClass.com. Thanks to Conrad Haskins for coming on as a sponsor of the show. I got my hands on a pretty cool piece of add-on for your grill or your, not necessarily grill, but for your indirect cooking needs. I don't know if you've ever heard of this. I didn't really hear about it until the company contacted me. It's called Frog Mats. Now you're thinking to yourself, Frog Mats? I'm not going to put frogs on my grill. Well, of course you're not. But these are, the best way to describe it would be like, I guess, an overlay. And you don't want to expose these things to direct heat. So if you have like an offset or you have some type of diffuser or a setter plate underneath your direct fire, then this is what you want to look at as a potential product to keep your grill grates clean, but also it kind of those tender items like fish and some of the other more delicate items that you put on the smoker that want to stick there and not release very well, this is something that will help you out in that regard. And these frog mats are USDA approved for food processing and handling. They're FDA compliant. And the fabrics can operate in temperatures from negative 400 degrees, which it's felt like that here as of late, at least in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame city. And under static conditions of negative 100 degrees, under dynamic conditions of up to 500 degrees Fahrenheit, not recommended for use directly over fire or flames. And again, more directed to the indirect heating and food dehydration, smoking type stuff. And look, we've all experienced the frustration of grilling delicate foods on the barbecue, and the food immediately sticks to the grill grates, tears or crumbles, especially delicate stuff. Sometimes the food falls through the grill grate openings, and these kind of have that nice tight mesh these grill grates things that just lay right over your grill marks, grill grates. So they work very well. They don't pick up odors. So if you like to cook fish a lot, no problem. And then it's really like nonstick. So all you have to do is hit it up in the sink, or if you're outside and it's warm out, you could probably soap it up and then blast it off with a hose. And they should be lasting you for a long time to come. Tried them out this past weekend with ribs. I sure did. And when I took them out of the foil to kind of set the glaze, drop down the frog mat, didn't have any type of mess on the grill grate whatsoever. Can't wait to actually try them out in the close, because that's really when it's going to show and prove, and I got some inserts for that as well. So take a look at those frog mats. Highly recommended to try out. Frogmats.com, F-R-O-G-M-A-T-S, frogmats.com. And I want to thank Mike Riblett and the guys down there at Frog Mats for sending me the samples. Appreciate it. And I will be using those, evidently, for years to come. Quick reminder, last week we ran a special about that Ribillator 30-day free trial. Well, it's back on again because there's just a very few select spots left. So if you've always wanted to try this Ribillator, you have an existing spit rod and motor, and you're sick of just doing the big old cuts and you want a little bit more sass and frass going on with your whole spit deal, why not turn it into a four carousel willy and be able to do pretty much anything your imagination can conjure up? That's right. You can do ribs and chicken and hamburgers and hot dogs all at the same time, and you get a 30-day free trial. Doesn't get any better than that. If you don't like it after 30 days, send it back, and Bob will refund your shipping. And there's only a couple spots left, so if you want to do it, go ahead and dial up Bob directly at 206-999-0962. That's 206-999-0962. Tell him you want the 30-day free trial, and you heard it here on the Barbecue Central Show. And he will hook you up with what you're looking to get into. So that's how the show sets up. Again, bbqcentralradio@gmail.com. If you want to call in, 216-220-0966. We're going to step away real quick, and when we come back, it's Tony Reeves and Jose Urquiza from 3 Years Hollow talking about making it in the music biz. Alan Hedrick segment after that. D-Dog's Barbecue Rub Peach Style for a segment. It's Rempe and you right here on the Barbecue Central Show.
Introducing Cosmos Q. Cosmos injections and marinades use only the finest ingredients, and they mix easily, never clotting or caking. From our beef injection to our pork injection, you're guaranteed to wow your friends, family, and judges. And don't forget to check out our newest marinade, Cosmos Chicken Soak, for that moist and tender chicken you're gonna love. You can find all of Cosmos' award-winning products at CosmosQ.com. Cosmos Q, the new generation. Taste the difference.
The future of barbecue is already here at thebarbecueguru.com. From the amazing guru that monitors and controls the temperatures of any charcoal, wood, or electric pit, to the Caldera Tallboy knockdown smoker. Yes, it breaks down and stores flat, yet it's still a robust, sturdy, portable cooker and smokehouse. It also serves as an efficient temperature-controlled convection oven using wood or charcoal. The Tallboy is designed to fit all catering pans and can be used as a warming oven. You can cook in any style you choose, like ribs, chicken, jerky, vegetables, smoked veggies, whatever you want. Take it to KCBS Competitions and unload it from the trunk of your car. TheBarbecueGuru.com is where you'll find the Caldera 3-Bay Caterer. It's stainless steel and uses charcoal or sterno for chafing purposes. And it doubles as a 3-bay sink or wash station with hot water and knocks down in seconds with no tools required for transportation and storage. The future of barbecue is here at TheBarbecueGuru.com. That's www.thebbqguru.com. Or call 1-800-288-GURU.
Hey gang, Rempy here, and you know, I think we can all agree that some of the best tasting food that we've ever had has come off of a rotisserie cooker. But until now, we've been very limited with what we can do on our existing spit rod and motor. Introducing the newest product in barbecue technology called the Ribolator. Now, the Ribolator installs on your existing spit rod and motor in just minutes, allowing you to rotisserie foods that you never thought possible. Imagine on one tray having a rack of ribs, and on the other tray, hot dogs and hamburgers. How about on the third tray, chicken pieces, and then on the fourth tray, succulent fish. What? The Ribolator fits medium to large gas grills, as well as 55-gallon ugly drum smokers. There's even a new model that'll be available soon to fit 22.5-inch Weber kettle grills. Go to Ribolator.com to order. That's R-I-B-O-L-A-T-O-R.com, Ribolator.com, or give B-O-B a call at 206-999-0962. You'll definitely love this thing.
Barbecue fans travel from all over the country to learn the secrets of real pit barbecue from Grand Champion Pitmaster Conrad Haskins. Now take your skills to the next level with a Barbecue Institute Pitmaster class. You'll learn how to make sauces, rubs, and smoke mouth-watering barbecue every time you cook. Your new skills will impress friends and family, and some of our graduates have gone on to success with barbecue businesses and TV fame. For more information, visit bbqclass.com.
Forget going from site to site to get all your barbecue and grilling supplies and make your first and final stop at fredsmusicandbarbecue.com. In the market for a new barbecue pit, we have all the big name brands like Big Green Egg and more. As a matter of fact, Fred's is staffed by eggheads and carries all the parts and accessories for the Big Green Egg. More of a pellet head, you say? Fred's is the pellet grill superstore with grills in stock from Traeger, Green Mountain, and Country Smokers from Louisiana Grills. Fred also carries smokers from Cook Shack, Bradley, and Weber as well as a full lineup of charcoal grills. And once you're outfitted with your new smoker or grill, you'll find absolutely everything you need to make your barbecue or grilling experience a success. Fred is also the creator and distributor of Tasty Licks barbecue products, including their great line of rubs, spices, and sauces. You gotta try them. You can also get your hands on a full lineup of marinades, accessories, lump charcoal, wood chips, pellets, chunks, and even the great grilling tools from Stephen Reichland of Barbecue U fame. Check Fred out on the web at fredsmusicandbbq.com or check out their fully stocked showroom in beautiful Shillington, PA.
Get in the smoke. Call 216-220-0966 to get on the air. Once again, here's your host, Greg Rempy.
Back at the Barbecue Central Show right here on the Barbecue Central Radio Networks. I'm your program host, Greg Rempy. Thanks for joining me. bbqcentralradio@gmail.com is email address, 216-220-0966 is the phone number if you want to jump in. Yeah, I know, a little extended intro segment with actual lyrics this time, and that's because I have the lead singer and the lead guitarist of my favorite new band ever and the unofficial band of the Barbecue Central Radio Show. It's Jose Urquiza and Tony Reeves. Guys, thanks for coming on the show tonight. How are you?
Pretty good. How you doing?
Not too bad, guys. Again, certainly appreciate you making time out to do this. Probably, it's probably not an unsafe bet to venture that this probably isn't typically the audience that you're coming on to do interviews for, so I certainly appreciate you making the time to do it. So, guys, why don't we go ahead and just get a little brief background about yourself, and Jose, we'll start with you first since you're the front man. You know, when did you get into the music, and when did you actually start looking at getting into a band?
Actually, it was when I was a senior in high school. And by the time I was, you know, a senior, I'd already been in about 5 different bands. And by that time, I just wanted something that I could dedicate everything to. So I put out a little, an ad basically looking for a guitarist. And that's how I met Tony. And we've basically been together for the past 7 years, I think. Right, Tony?
Yep.
Yeah, we've been writing.
How long, Tony, have you been playing music? Has it been pretty much all your life, or didn't you wait a little bit longer to actually get into it more passionately?
No. I've been playing music more of my life more than half of my life. I think I started when I was about 12, and just went from there. I just picked up any instrument I could, and did whatever I could with it, you know, just to make it sound decent.
Now, the band is home-based out of Quad Cities, Illinois?
Yep.
And for the people... Go ahead, Jose. I'm sorry about that.
There's about 4 different cities that make up the Quad Cities, 2 on each side of the river, you know, 2 in Illinois, 2 in Iowa, and we're all from, actually, you know, 1 city apiece, just kind of come together.
All right, so growing up, Jose, I mean, certainly I would imagine every one of us here in the audience and people that listen to this on podcast after the live show have always wanted to be in a rock band. We've all had people that have kind of inspired us, whether it be singing on stage at some point, like some of us did in college, very badly, I might add, or in the shower, what have you. Who are your inspirations growing up, and who really motivated you to get into the music?
Tony, you want to take that?
For me, I grew up, my dad used to listen to all the old 70s stuff, you know, like Seeger and Bad Company, all that, and pretty much started from there. And of course, as the times go by, you know, he grew up, became a teenager, got a little rebellious, started listening. I really got into the hair stuff, started me really getting interested in guitar, and I pretty much listened to just about anything if it sounds good now. And I take what I can from it, any inspiration, and, I just love music, so as long as it's good to my ears, I can deal with it.
What about you, Jose?
My background's actually completely different. You know, this is going to sound funny, but I'm a Mickey Mouse Club generation kid, you know. I was listening to Boyz II Men and Michael Jackson when I was young, so that's what I grew up on.
Nice.
And, you know, I didn't really start getting into the rock music until I heard a band called Seven Dust. I heard their first album, and I was probably about 16, and that totally changed my life forever. From then on, it's basically been bands like, you know, Seven Dust, Breaking Benjamin, those type bands that inspire me.
It's weird to go from Michael Jackson to Seven Dust, I think.
It's definitely crazy, yeah.
Now, and I would say, you know, as somebody that fancies himself a thumbnail connoisseur of rock music, especially, you know, I had my hardcore rap days from 88 to 92, but after I graduated high school, I got more and more into rock, especially when Pearl Jam and Soundgarden, Nirvana started coming out, getting on the scene. That's really when my love of rock kind of started to develop, and it's evolved over time. I'm a big Seven Dust fan, Mudvayne, all these guys. And you guys have similar qualities, what I would term a already accepted commercial quality to your sound. So when you guys get together, when you and Tony are together, I'm sorry, we're talking with Jose Urquiza and Tony Reeves of the band 3 Years Hollow, 3YearsHollow.com is a place to find them. Did it take you guys any type of time at all to figure out what your sound was going to be, or did you have to wait until you got most of the pieces in place until you were able to figure out what direction you wanted to go? What do you think, Jose?
You know, we started off completely different than we are now. You're right. It went through a lot of phases. lineup we have now, as far as Three Years Hollow, actually has only been in existence for a couple of years. And that's really when our sound was defined, when everybody came together. But, you know, me and Tony, I would say, probably worked on music and honing our skills and, you know, working on my voice for probably 5 years before we really knew, you know, what we wanted to do musically.
So when you guys released your first album, which was called Hollow, what revision of 3 Years Hollow was that? And was that a big expense for you guys to take on right off the bat? Or was that something that you guys knew that you were going to have to do in order to start making your footprint in the world, Tony?
I'll tell you, the first album was really just a bunch of demos and ideas that Jose and I were working on. And we were pretty green about everything. We went in and actually recorded it and had it done in, I think, 5 or 6 months. And it was after that when we really took a step back and we looked at the album and we were like, you know, okay, we learned a lot. Because, you know, I'm the belief that it doesn't matter, you know, how many albums you do. Every time you do something, you're going to learn from it. So we took, you know, what we did on the first album and we decided, okay, what do we need to do to make a better record? So we got together and messed around some different tunings and really tried to format, you know, as far as the tuning to Jose's voice, what his range would sound the best in. And like he was saying, how we, you know, we worked on him singing for, you know, a few years. And when we finally got that niche, it was like, okay, this is what we want to do. And we pretty much just went full steam at it.
This is Jose Urquiza, lead singer of the band 3 Years Hollow, and lead guitarist Tony Reeves joining us here on the Barbecue Central Show. Jose, we were talking a little bit over the weekend, just a little pre-interview Willie there, and you had shared a unique story about when I was asking you, you know, if you listen to your song, you're really throaty. I mean, you're passionate about those vocals, but man, I was figuring halfway through your set, you got to be torched up Jones. But you had a funny story about your recovery and a unique event that happened to you as far as how that didn't affect you anymore.
Yeah, actually, you know, something strange, and I don't know if this is the norm or not, but I'm gonna be happy it happened to me. I actually used to have, you know, tons of problems getting through shows. I would, you know, pop my voice out after 4 songs and just have to suffer through it for the rest, and I'd wake up the next day and I wouldn't, you know, be able to talk. I'd get sick multiple times a month, and, you know, I'm 25 years old. I'm trying to figure out what's going on. So I go to a doctor, you know, about my tonsils, and he says, you know, I think we need to get those out. We kind of took a break, you know, we were out of the, you know, the show circuit for a couple months, but, you know, after I healed up, I haven't had one single problem singing. I'm able to get through shows. I'm able to talk the next day and play multiple shows in a row. So whatever that doctor did, I thank him.
That's kind of a neat thing to happen to your singer there, huh, Tony?
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't get it because my voice is always fine the next day.
He sings so much.
Yeah, exactly, right? So one of the questions that I had, and I wanted to get your guys' perspective on, I mean, if you look back 7-10 years ago, the internet was actually, I mean, it's still in its infancy now, only 14 years old, I think. But 7-10 years ago, trying to get signed was a completely different monster than it is today. And what I mean by that is, you know, nowadays you have all the social media outlets, you have these YouTubes, you have all the places where you can get your stuff out for relatively little cost, I mean, aside from actually going into a recording studio and cutting an album, but I mean, who even knows what that cost is? But I mean, talk about some of the struggles that you think you would have had back then, really, or back then that you were experiencing 7 or 8 years ago and to now. And does having access to all this new ways of getting your stuff out actually impede the process because of the amount of competition that it has ramped up? And Tony, what do you think about that?
I think it does, actually. When you look at it from the outside, you'd think that it wouldn't because you've got more of these outlets. But back in the day, you know, record labels would go out. Jose and I were actually talking about this. They would go out and they would look for bands, and they would hunt them down. They don't do that anymore. So now you've got the internet, and it's kind of like you're a small fish in a really big ocean now because there's a million other guys out there trying to do the same thing, and it's deciding on how you're going to make yourself noticed. So I think it is a lot harder than it would have been for us, you know, 7-10 years ago.
You a similar mindset there, Jose, or you think something different?
Yeah, you know, one thing that we were talking about is how one good thing, if you're a really hardworking band and you really, really want this, you know, this day and age, the hardworking bands are the ones that actually shine through. Now that none of the promotion, none of the marketing, you know, all that stuff relies solely on the band, you know, you're not having those major labels put, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars up front. So the hardworking bands, the ones that go out and find their team and get out there and really push, are the ones that actually shine through. So that is one thing that has happened in the shift over the past couple of years.
One thing that I did want to let you guys do is you're kind of, again, in a little bit of a transition phase with losing your rhythm guitar. So what are you guys doing in efforts to kind of replace him and continue to move forward with the band?
You know, Luke was a very integral part of the band, actually. We went from a four-piece, having been a four-piece for 2 years, and we just decided we needed another guitar. So, you know, we scouted Luke out from another band, and he joined up and has been with us for, you know, 3-4 years. So, you know, we've got big shoes to fill. So we're out there. We're going to go at it again. We're going to put an ad out, do it the old fashioned way and see what happens. You know, we got to find somebody that hopefully has the same drive and vision, as I like to call it, that we do.
Is there a website that or an email address that perhaps there's a guitarist right out in your backyard that might be a fellow barbecuer that's just looking to get into a band and lend his skills? Is there an email address that people might be able to send some MP3s of their stuff for you?
Absolutely. If anybody wants to ask any questions, you can email us at band, that's B-A-N-D, at 3yearshollow.com.
Again, we're talking with Jose Urquiza, lead singer of the band 3 Years Hollow, and their lead guitarist, Tony Reeves. Guys, one last question here before I let you go, and I certainly appreciate this. As you look forward, I mean, is there a point in the future where you've set in the calendar where if something doesn't jump off at this point, you're going to call it quits, or no matter what, it's always going to be a grind?
I think we've both decided, because this band has gone through many, many ups and downs, and it seems like right when we get somewhere where things are looking up, something happens and knocks us back down a few steps. And we both decided that, you know, regardless, obviously it'd be really great to get signed and you know, hit it bigger. But we realized that, you know, it'd just be nice, number one, to do it for a living because we love to do it. And even if we can't do that, we'll still love music so much that we're just going to continue to write. There's no reason for us to stop, and we don't lose anything by stopping. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's something I think, you know, me and Tony have been together for the longest of any of the band members, and it's something that we've always shared. It's just kind of in our blood, you know, when we're driving down the road in our cars, just listening to the bands that we like, those are kind of the moments that make us realize this is why I want to do this. You know, I love writing music. I love being on stage. I love hearing that our music touches and changes people, and that, for me, will make me do it no matter, you know, what capacity I do it for a living.
All right, guys. Again, this has been a huge thrill for me ever since we kind of corresponded and asked if I could take your songs and make them into bumpers for my show to make me a little less suable by the copyright folks. I've been wanting to get you guys on, so I'm glad we could hook this up. I mean, certainly the passion is there. I can just hear you guys talking about it, and I wish you nothing but success, hopefully. I mean, you never know with the internet these days. Somebody might listen to this interview and decide that this is the thing that pushes them over the edge to give you guys a better look. So, again, this is Jose Urquiza and Tony Reeves from the band 3 Years Hollow. 3yearshollow.com is the website. Check them out. Guys, certainly appreciate it. Thanks for doing it tonight.
Thank you, Greg.
All right. Take care, guys. It's Tony and Jose. And I'm late. And that was well worth it. Sorry if you didn't like that segment, but that's all right. We get outside the box here on the show. And I like that band a lot. I wouldn't be surprised if they get signed sooner than later. Hopefully the show can play a little bit of part in that, and then it can go to the official band of the Barbecue Central Show. All right, we're going to step away real quick. When we come back, we return you to your regularly barbecue scheduled programming with Alan Hedrick of Holla & Swalla, getting his views on the Barbecue Pitmaster Show on TLC. It's Rempe and you right here on the Barbecue Central Show.
The future of barbecue is already here at thebarbecueguru.com. From the amazing guru that monitors and controls the temperatures of any charcoal, wood, or electric pit to the Caldera Tallboy knockdown smoker. Yes, it breaks down and stores flat, yet it's still a robust, sturdy, portable cooker and smokehouse. It also serves as an efficient temperature-controlled convection oven using wood or charcoal. The Tallboy is designed to fit all catering pans and can be used as a warming oven. You can cook in any style you choose, like ribs, chicken, jerky, vegetables, smoked cheese, whatever you want. Take it to KCBS competitions and unload it from the trunk of your car. TheBarbecueGuru.com is where you'll find the Caldera 3-Bay Caterer. It's stainless steel and uses charcoal or sterno for chafing purposes. And it doubles as a 3-bay sink or wash station with hot water and knocks down in seconds with no tools required for transportation and storage. The future of barbecue is here at TheBarbecueGuru.com. That's www.thebbqguru.com. Or call 1-800-288-GURU. Barbecue fans travel from all over the country to learn the secrets of real pit barbecue from Grand Champion Pitmaster Conrad Haskins. Now take your skills to the next level with a Barbecue Institute Pitmaster class. You'll learn how to make sauces, rubs, and smoke mouth-watering barbecue every time you cook. Your new skills will impress friends and family, and some of our graduates have gone on to success with barbecue businesses and TV fame. For more information, visit bbqclass.com.
Are you one of the grillers out there that want to add true authentic wood smoke to your grilled foods? You know what? I feel your pain, Central Lights, and that's why I want to tell you about the Flavor Dome Smoker Box. The Flavor Dome is made of 100% stainless steel, heavy gauge, weighing in at 3.25 pounds. This thing is built to last a lifetime, and heck, with that weight, you could use it to fight off creeping marauders looking to take your steaks off your grills. Its revolutionary dual lid technology produces a cleaner, smoother tasting smoke, and the low profile design with that inverted deep V channel allows it to sit right on the flavorizer bars, and you can put your grill grate right back on top of it and continue cooking. Now, Central Lights, you know I own a Flavor Dome, and I absolutely love it. It works on 90% of all gas grills, and don't forget to take advantage of the special price when you order the Flavor Dome and the Ribolator together. Visit Ribolator.com for more information. Central Lights, let's not listen to what the Surgeon General has to say about it, and let's get hooked on smoking together with the Flavor Dome. Won't you try yours today?
Forget going from site to site to get all your barbecue and grilling supplies and make your first and final stop at fredsmusicandbarbecue.com. In the market for a new barbecue pit, we have all the big name brands like Big Green Egg and more. As a matter of fact, Fred's is staffed by eggheads and carries all the parts and accessories for the Big Green Egg. More of a pellet head, you say? Fred's is the pellet grill superstore with grills in stock from Traeger, Green Mountain, and Country Smokers from Louisiana Grills. Fred also carries smokers from Cook Shack, Bradley, and Weber as well as a full lineup of charcoal grills. And once you're outfitted with your new smoker or grill, you'll find absolutely everything you need to make your barbecue or grilling experience a success. Fred is also the creator and distributor of Tasty Licks barbecue products, including their great line of rubs, spices, and sauces. You gotta try them. You can also get your hands on a full lineup of marinades, accessories, lump charcoal, wood chips, pellets, chunks, and even the great grilling tools from Stephen Reichlin of Barbecue U fame. Check Fred out on the web at fredsmusicandbbq.com or check out their fully stocked showroom in beautiful Shillington, PA.
Introducing Cosmos Q. Cosmos injections and marinades use only the finest ingredients, and they mix easily, never clotting or caking. From our beef injection to our pork injection, you're guaranteed to wow your friends, family, and judges. And don't forget to check out our newest marinade, Cosmos Chicken Soak, for that moist and tender chicken you're gonna love. You can find all of Cosmos' award-winning products at CosmosQ.com. Cosmos Q, the new generation. Taste the difference.
Big name interviews.
Coverage of competition barbecue. And the only host willing to give his honest opinion on all topics in the world of barbecue. It's the Barbecue Central Show.
All right, we are back. It's the Barbecue Central Show. Right here on the Barbecue Central Radio Networks. Thanks again to Jose Urquiza and Tony Rees from the band 3 Year Hollow for joining me for an Outside the Box segment. This portion of the show brought to you by D-Dog's Barbecue Rubs and Sauces. You know you love them, but would you want to buy them locally? Of course you would. Who wants to pay the shipping? Send Darren the name, address, and phone number of your local barbecue store, farmer's market, or grocery store, and he will do the rest. Email the info to Darren, D-A-R-I-N, Darren at ddogsbbq.com. And you will get your stuff stocked up locally. Darren at D-Dog's Barbecue Rub. Or just promised, joining me now to talk a little TLC Barbecue Pitmasters is none other than head cook of Team Holland Swallow, Alan Hedrick, joining us here on the Barbecue Central Show. Alan, thanks for coming on tonight. How are you, buddy?
Doing great, Greg. Thanks for having me on tonight.
Yeah, certainly my pleasure. And first of all, I wanted to thank you for actually reaching out to me a couple weeks ago and letting me know what the situation was with you and the show. And I thought it would be, instead of, you know, obviously the easy move would be for me to go ahead and get in touch with Myron Mixon and see what he thought of having you guys next to him. But why not get a better perspective from a team that, you know, technically isn't in the limelight per se? Certainly you guys do very well. You're ranked 506 out of 4,700 teams in the KCBS overall for Team of the Year last year in 2009. But I think you have a unique insight and a unique view of what the TV show and how these guys are being portrayed. So why not go ahead and talk about it? But before we do that, how did you actually get into this whole competition barbecue thing?
Well, Holland Swallow was formed back in 2006 by myself and my buddy Brant Reed. We had watched, I don't know if you remember that very first competition show that Chris Lilly hosted. I think it was on the Outdoor Living Network
right
at the time,
yep,
but
yep.
It paired the two professionals against the amateur teams. And, you know, we saw that and we got to talking and we're like, you know, we can do that. We can try that. And so we took the step that year. And actually, the very first contest we ever did was the American Royal Open that year. We got into it a little bit late, but we were able to get into the contest. And that particular contest, our pork entry took 36th overall, so that was the hook right there. We were set and ready to roll from then on. Then the following season in 2007, we added the rest of our teammates, the Chase brothers, Darren and Corey. And we've been a solid four ever since then, and we try to cook anywhere from four to seven competitions each year. Like all barbecue cooks and competitors, we love to cook, we love to compete. We're very fortunate that all four of us, we all work well together. We love hearing our name called during award ceremonies like everyone else does.
Sure, right.
Like you were saying, we're not in the limelight, so we don't have the fancy motorhomes. We sleep under the stars or in our cars if necessary. But we do enjoy having our families involved and our friends involved, so we always invite them down to contest and to be there to support us. And as we all know, you know, times are tough right now, so competition dollars are scarce. And so we have to be real selective with our money and plan out what we're going to do each year and not just at the spur of the moment decide on a Monday we're going to cook on a Saturday. And for us to be successful, it's for us to really to focus on our cooking details, be confident in our flavor profiles, and make sure our presentations are spot on so we have a shot at winning something.
Right, we're talking with Alan Hedrick. He's the head cook of Team Holland Swallow. Where does the name come from, Alan?
Well, actually, that was Brant Reed's creation. There's a local band here in town, and they're a country rock, country western band is. And as they get deeper into their performance, the lead singer tends to like to take shots all the time. And his big thing is he always yells out, "Holler and swaller." And Brant had gone to one of their shows and seen this guy do this, and he thought it was hilarious. And he goes, "You know what? That'd be a great name for a barbecue team, Holla and Swallow." So we just kind of went with that because it kind of cracked us up, and it's been that since then.
A name is born, no doubt about it. Again, Alan
exactly.
Hedrick. Alan Hedrick from Team Holla and Swallow joining us here on the show. All right, so let's go ahead and get into the TLC Barbecue Pitmasters. Did you know in advance, again, this was for the American Royal Open portion, did you know in advance that you were going to be setting up next to Myron Mixon?
We did know in advance. Typically, we keep our same spot each year at the Open or at the Royal in general. And so in August, I was taking a peek of the competition list just to see who was going to be where, and I saw Jack's Old South, and I thought, oh well, this is going to be interesting, because normally we're usually have a local team next to us or a smaller team, because we always get the smaller spot, not the big huge motorhome spot. And so we thought it was kind of strange that Myron would be set up in a small spot, but you know, it worked out great for us. So that's when we first found out we'd be next to him.
So how are you approached by the show? Was it something that they kind of pitched to you as something you can get on television, or what's the TLC pitch to you to get on the show?
How that came about was Saturday after the Invitational, which we did not cook in, but after the Invitational, John Marcus had come over and was talking to Myron, and after they were done, he came over to us and approached us, and he started asking us some questions about our team, how long we'd been cooking, how'd we done, what our processes were, just getting some background information about us. And then he said, well, listen, this is what we're looking at. We're looking at running the amateur angle on the Open, and we would like to follow an amateur team and of the day of the Open, follow their turn-ins and follow them through the whole process of the day. But in addition to that, we're having the pit masters looking at mentoring these teams. So in a sense, how he presented it was that Myron would be like our mentor, and throughout the day on Sunday, we could come over and we're encouraged to ask questions of Myron, get some tips and maybe see some techniques. So it was a really great opportunity to be able to peel back that curtain and see what the Wizard's doing. And so that's how that came about. And Myron also was very gracious. He had recommended to John that, you know, that they go ahead and film us, and we were very appreciative of that. We were really joking. How we got on is because we let Myron and Faye use our porta potty, and that kind of gave us the end there. But that's how that got started.
Now, there were no parameters set to you or any type of storylines or anything like that given to you as far as how you needed to go over or questions you needed to ask. It was all as it was being shot.
Exactly. They just encouraged us to come over when we had a chance, and when the cameras were there, they, especially on Sunday, would come over and say, well, we need you guys to come over and talk to Myron, you know, and when he was doing his chicken or whatever presentation he was working on. And it was great because since there was four of us, at least one of us could go over and do that while the rest of us could concentrate on what we're doing. So they didn't give us any kind of parameters and say, you have to do this or you have to do that. Really, they said, you know, we just want to film you doing what you do and capturing the moment. So it was, in a sense, a reality. So.
All right, so it's a good deal that you kind of got the, as you said, you were peeling back the curtain to see how the Wizard works. So Myron's been getting a lot of talk about his mouth, about the attitude, or at least the way he's kind of coming off on the show as it's playing out here. You were next to him for the whole day or 2 days. How does he come off to you? I mean, was he a different guy when the cameras were on? Did he gimmick up a little bit?
You know, Myron to me, what you saw in that episode, that's the Myron that I know. Very friendly and gracious and helpful. I know he comes across as being cocky on the show, but, you know, he has that right to be that way because he has the championships to back it up. But I think part of the show, too, as it's progressed, you know, in the beginning, there was a lot of character building and setting up the storylines. And as it's progressed now, it's getting more into more techniques and things that the competitors like to see. And as far as the cussing, well, you know, we all do a little bit of that, but I've been fortunate enough to go down to Myron's house to take his cook school since then, and I tell you, he's just a really great guy, and I think he's kind of getting a bum rap on some of these forums about what's going on. In my perspective, you know, I don't see any of that. He's a friendly, gracious guy and was very helpful to us. So.
We're talking with Alan Hedrick. He's the head cook of Team Hala in Swalla, talking about the TLC Barbecue Pitmasters TV show that they were a part of on the periphery there for the American Royal Open. So during that competition, I mean, how surprised were you to get that third-place chicken call? And by the way, did you turn in legs in that box?
Yeah, that was the big question. When we'd gone over to talk to Myron about it, and he had said, oh, hell yeah, give him legs, give him a handle, give him something to hold on to. And we normally turn in thighs, and we will cook anywhere from 6 to 10 legs and just go ahead and cook them and see how they come out. And if we have room in the box, we'll put them in there. Well, we have room, and we did put in 2 legs in addition to the 6 thighs. And as he was saying about the crapshoot and having a little luck, well, I think it all kind of played in our favor a little bit too, because that box hit the right table for the right judges. And when we were sitting there in the award ceremony, we weren't expecting a third place. And when they called our names, I was half in shock because, at that big of an event, it's very hard to get in the top 20. And to be able to get a third place in chicken, well, that was just fantastic. We were all elated. And on cloud 9, we could care less what happened with the rest of the awards. We were all just floating out of there at that point.
Is that a crowning achievement in your awards at competitions?
It would be the highest place we've had in a large competition like that. We've not won a grand championship yet and are still looking for that, but I would say yes. And to have everything else going on with the cameras there filming the awards ceremony and all that, it did make it extra special for us.
Awesome. Well, again, this is Alan Hedrick from Team Holland Swallow. Alan, do you have a website that people can check you out
at? We have a Facebook page, which has been blowing up ever since the show came on.
Yeah,
and you can catch us on Facebook. It's over under Holland Swallow Competition Barbecue Team. We also have a blog spot, Holland Swallow blog spot, that we try to keep updated. We're not as good as that doing that, but certainly you can catch us there as well. I'm on Facebook. Friend me. I'll be happy to talk. Or if anyone has any questions about our experiences, be happy to relay those to them.
Awesome. This is, again, Alan Hedrick from Team Holland Swallow. Certainly appreciate you coming on tonight and give us that inside look as a team that was kind of on the periphery taking part of that TV show. And, Myron getting the bum rap. I think there's probably a good deal of people out there that probably feel the same way as you do, Alan. So definitely wanted to have you on to come on and talk about that. Appreciate you doing it.
Hey, well, thanks, Greg. I appreciate it. On behalf of Brant and Darren, Corey, and myself, we really thank you.
Oh, not a problem. My pleasure. There he is.
Okay.
Alan Hedrick, Team Holla and Swalla. And I just love saying that name, okay? All right, if you are on the LA Talk Radio side, you're going to be getting cut out. So if you want to join in the fun to win, switch over. The BBQ Central Show. TheBBQCentralShow.com. And then click on the BCRN radio website link to join in the fun after hours. Your chance to win a 2-pack of D-Dog's Peach Rub coming up right now. 216-220-0966. It's Rempy and you right here on the Barbecue Central Show.
Everyone knows rotisserie food tastes the best. But until now, the only things you could rotisserie were whole chickens, roasts, and the like. But all that is about to change. Introducing the newest product in barbecue technology, the Ribolator. The Ribolator will easily attach to your existing spit rod in minutes, allowing you to rotisserie foods you never thought possible. Now you can rotisserie ribs, fish, burgers, pork chops, steaks, chicken, and all the veggies you can eat. The only limit is your imagination. The Ribolator will fit medium to large gas grills, as well as 55-gallon ugly drum smokers. There's even a new model that will be available soon to fit 22.5-inch Weber kettle grills. And if you're looking to add smoke flavor to your grill, then you absolutely have to check out the Flavor Dome Smoker Box. It fits snugly into your gas or kettle grill, and thanks to its patented lid design, provides up to an hour of smoke. Go to Ribolator.com to order. That's Ribolator.com. Or call 206-999-0962. That's 206-999-0962. Do it now.
The future of barbecue is already here at thebarbecueguru.com. From the amazing guru that monitors and controls the temperatures of any charcoal, wood, or electric pit, to the Caldera Tallboy knockdown smoker. Yes, it breaks down and stores flat, yet it's still a robust, sturdy, portable cooker and smokehouse. It also serves as an efficient temperature-controlled convection oven using wood or charcoal. The Tallboy is designed to fit all catering pans and can be used as a warming oven. You can cook in any style you choose, like ribs, chicken, jerky, vegetables, smoked cheese, whatever you want. Take it to KCBS competitions and unload it from the trunk of your car.
TheBarbecueGuru.com is where you'll find the Caldera 3-Bay Caterer. It's stainless steel and uses charcoal or sterno for chafing purposes. And it doubles as a 3-bay sink or wash station with hot water and knocks down in seconds with no tools required for transportation and storage. The future of barbecue is here at TheBarbecueGuru.com. That's www.thebbqguru.com or call 1-800-288-GURU.
Introducing Cosmos Q. Cosmos injections and marinades use only the finest ingredients, and they mix easily, never clotting or caking. From our beef injection to our pork injection, you're guaranteed to wow your friends, family, and judges. And don't forget to check out our newest marinade, Cosmos Chicken Soak, for that moist and tender chicken you're gonna love. You can find all of Cosmos' award-winning products at CosmosQ.com. Cosmos Q, the new generation. Taste the difference.
Barbecue fans travel from all over the country to learn the secrets of real pit barbecue from Grand Champion Pitmaster Conrad Haskins. Now take your skills to the next level with a Barbecue Institute Pitmaster class. You'll learn how to make sauces, rubs, and smoke mouth-watering barbecue every time you cook. Your new skills will impress friends and family, and some of our graduates have gone on to success with barbecue businesses and TV fame. For more information, visit bbqclass.com.
Forget going from site to get all your barbecue and grilling supplies and make your first and final stop at fredsmusicandbarbecue.com. In the market for a new barbecue pit, we have all the big name brands like Big Green Egg and more. As a matter of fact, Fred's is staffed by eggheads and carries all the parts and accessories for the Big Green Egg. More of a pellet head, you say? Fred's is the Pellet Grill Superstore, with grills in stock from Traeger, Green Mountain, and Country Smokers from Louisiana Grills. Fred also carries smokers from Cook Shack, Bradley, and Weber as well as a full lineup of charcoal grills. And once you're outfitted with your new smoker or grill, you'll find absolutely everything you need to make your barbecue or grilling experience a success. Fred is also the creator and distributor of Tasty Licks barbecue products, including their great line of rubs, spices, and sauces. You've got to try them. You can also get your hands on a full lineup of marinades, accessories, lump charcoal, wood chips, pellets, chunks, and even the great grilling tools from Stephen Reichlin of Barbecue U Fame. Check Fred out on the web at fredsmusicandbbq.com or check out their fully stocked showroom in beautiful Schilling, PA.
The only show of its kind on any kind of radio.
Any kind of radio.
It's the Barbecue Central Show. Barbecue Central Show.
Welcome back. I am your program host, Greg Rempe. Thanks again to Alan Hedrick from Team Holland Swallow for joining me last segment, talking about the Barbecue Pitmaster Show on TLC, giving us a little inside look what it's like to be approached to be part of the show, not cast directly into it. Hopefully, we'll be able to talk a little bit more about that with the executive producer of the show next week, John Marcus, working on that. This portion of the show brought to you by Yoder Smoky Mountain Barbecue, makers of, the leading online distributor of Meadow Creek barbecue equipment. Their barbecue smokers, pig roasters, chicken cookers, and grills are handcrafted in the Amish country of Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and their goal is to give you outstanding value for the price. Help you enjoy easy and profitable barbecues for years to come. They also carry a complete line of wonderful rubs and sauces. Check them out, won't you? On the interwebs, Sirius BBQs, BBQS, SiriusBBQs.com. That's a place to find them, Yoder's Smoky Mountain Barbecue. Thanks again also to my second segment guests, Jose Urquiza and Tony Reeves from the band 3 Years Hollow, 3YearsHollow.com. Check them out. It's my unofficial band, baby. Yeah. Always love the unofficial band. There was a show. I mean, barbecue seems to be gaining more and more popularity. And by the way, you have a couple minutes to win a 2-pack of D-Dog's Peach Rub if you want to call in. 216-220-0966. That being said, barbecue seems to be a little bit more popular. You have the TLC Pitmaster Show. You see it more and more here and there. And then, of course, we had the show on, what was it on? Food Network, the Great American Barbecue down there in Greenwood, South Carolina this past year. Of course, it was nice to see my man Charlie, who actually advertised that competition on the Barbecue Central Forum. So that was nice to see somebody that I have done business with in real life. That was very cool. But and I thought overall that was a very good show. It did give you a lot of insight as to how the teams prepare and kind of what they go through, and I'll get back to that here in just a second. Barbecue Central Radio Show, name and where you're calling from.
Cindy from North Carolina.
Hello, Cindy. How are you tonight?
I'm great. How about you?
Well, fine. And by the way, it's a lady. All right. Cindy, are you calling in for the two-pack of PD Rivers? I'm sorry, for the two-pack of D-Dog's Barbecue Peach Rub?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So, A, you're a winner. So that's good. And all you need to do is send me an email with your shipping info to bbqcentralradio@gmail.com. And I will be more than happy to send that down to Darren, and you will have your D-Dog's Peach Rub in no time.
So, oh, I won?
Well, yeah, of course you won.
This is Cindy. You tried to send you a message, you know, like, were you going to punk me if I called that phone number?
No, we don't punk people here. No, you call in and you win. That's first one in gets to win, and that's you tonight.
Oh, yay.
There you go.
Okay.
So, yeah, send me that shipping info, bbqcentralradio@gmail.com. We'll get you hooked up, Cindy.
Okay, super.
All right. Thanks for calling in tonight.
Take care.
Cindy, in case you didn't know, that's Cindy from North Carolina winning a two-pack. Why do I want to say PD River Swamp Sauce all the time? A two-pack of D-Dog's Barbecue Rub. Peach style, no less. So thanks to Cindy for listening, and congratulations to you for winning. Getting back to the Great American Barbecue. My clock is jacked up, by the way. I had all these grand plans of having news right now and then doing a secret segment and blah, blah, blah. But guess what? It's overtime now. I'm off the clock. That's right. So I thought this Great American Barbecue Show did a very good job at showing, you know, what the cooks were doing, the teams that they followed around, all this. I didn't have any problem with what they were showing barbecue-wise. Preparation, you know, my man made the sauce mix-up. We've seen in other shows where, hey, you don't even need to sauce stuff and you do very well. So some of that drama is good to see. I'll tell you what really annoyed me about the show, and I think what I've learned here first is that Challenge only has one host. And that host is Keegan Gerhardt. And while I go ahead and buy Keegan as an expert color commentator on cake building and some other stuff that's more regulated to traditional kitchen-type cooking because he wears the chef jacket, for the barbecue stuff, my man, first of all, it's weird to say Keegan. That sounds like a last name, Gerhardt. I think you should be talking with a huge German accent, but nevertheless, I mean, you can't help your name, so no big deal. But Keegan was a little out of his expertise zone here when he was talking about barbecue, and I have to be honest, that kind of annoyed me during the portion of the show when he's got his little fluff shot standing behind cookers and talking about what they should be doing and what they shouldn't be doing. Look, if you're going to sit there and refer to a $13,000 or $14,000 or $15,000 Jamie Gear Jambo pit as a grill,
get that big stuff out of here.
Not once, not twice, but multiple times. Come on, bro. Jambo pit, a grill. I'm sure Jamie Gear was rolling over on his seat watching that, laughing hard. That was unnerving to me, first of all. And then for him to make the statement that the Checkered Pigs chef, if he didn't win that competition, would most likely offload the Jambo pit, that he would never come back to Greenwood, South Carolina again if he lost because of that Jambo grill, the Jambo grill, then, I mean, who would drop a Jambo pit if you didn't win a contest? Pound for pound, considered the best cooker on the competition scene, I would imagine if you actually go back and see who's won grand championships with Jambo pits, it's going to be a very hotly contested race between the FE cooker and the Jambo pits, especially last year in 2009. So that was a patently ridiculous comment that he thought Checkered Pig, with their new pit, would offload it after one or two competitions if they didn't do it in the grand champion style fashion. Although they did, I believe, take reserve, if memory serves me correctly. But, I mean, what are we talking about here? Who's getting rid of a Jambo pit? Shake yourself, Gerhardt. Know what you're talking about, bro. Get a little... Have one of your lackeys do some research on what you should be saying in front of the camera, okay? That's all I'm saying. Other than that, you know, I don't, as my man Randy Jackson from American Idol would say, I don't hate you for it. But stick to flour and font cake or whatever the hell they call that stuff. Or maybe you didn't see this. It is being widely reported. This has nothing to do with barbecue, by the way. This is fun, though. That maybe you've heard of this golfer, Tiger Woods. I don't know. Maybe you have. That Tiger Woods is apparently checked in to a sex rehab. He's checked into a sex rehab clinic. Are you kidding me? I mean, is this becoming the most convenient excuse for millionaires and billionaires to get off the hook with because they're philanderers of seismic and gargantuan proportion, because their adultery behavior has no bounds and no limits? For Tiger Woods, his adulterous ways had no boundaries whatsoever. He had him in the United States. He had him in different lands set up in penthouses. He was non-discriminatory with hookers and porn stars and high-dollar call ladies, professional ladies. But, dude, I mean, let's own up to it. Let's just say, look, I'm a bad dude. I mean, you know, I'm a good dude, but I'm a bad husband. I like to cheat a lot. I think he probably knew. This is just me talking. I think Tiger Woods probably knew he was a cheater when he got married to his wife. I think she probably knew he was cheating. What really set her off, in order for her to lay that 7-iron beat down to his grill, which is why I think you really haven't seen him, because his china's been busted out of his mouth, is the fact that he got caught, and all of a sudden the 12, 13, 14 women of varying professions came out to say that they were having sex with him and blah, blah, blah. Can you imagine the amount of hush money that has been paid out? Not only that, can you imagine the amount of women that actually didn't come out in that whole affair? They're just stayed laying down. They're keeping their head down. They keep moving, collect their money, waiting for that call from Tiger to get back together again. I bet there's double the number that actually came out that are sitting back thinking that they're going to be the lucky ones. But my man Tiger Woods, Eldrick, checked into a sex rehab clinic. All right, so let's discuss that for a second. Sex rehab clinic. I mean, what are we talking about here? When you're checking into a clinic for rehab, it's like crack or cocaine or liquor or something that is really disrupting your day-to-day activities. Now, my thought is sex probably isn't doing that. Oh, and by the way, Tiger, everybody's addicted to sex. No, Rempy. I mean, Tiger is really addicted to sex because, you know, he's got to do it like multiple times a day. Yeah, no kidding. It's sex. I mean, what's better than that? I can't think of one thing right now off the top of my head. The best cheeseburger, the best French fries, the best gin martini. If you offer me the best of anything and then offer me the best sex 100 times out of 100 times, you, me, and everybody are picking the best sex. So, Tiger, make sure that all 700 billion rooms in that sex rehab facility are open, because I got news for you. We're all addicted to sex, Tiger, okay? So you can't use that as an excuse. I know. He's trying to become a better man. The sex has control of him. That's all he thinks about. He thinks about sex 25, 50, 700 times a day. Yeah, welcome to being a man. Sorry. Hate to break the bubble on this one, guys. But I'm pretty sure if you ask 100 people out of 100 people if they're addicted to sex, chances are they are, because it feels good. And after you're done, you're thinking about doing it again. Is that the sign of a problem? Well, maybe if you're shooting up heroin it is, or smoking opiates, or rolling eight balls, or sniffing bags and bags of meth. But not sex. It's good. Everybody loves it. It's like the coup de grace of everything. So, Tiger, take your sex rehab to the bank and go ahead and check that out, because nobody's buying it.
Get that free stuff out of here.
Sorry. Not going to fly with this guy. Not going to fly with anybody else. It's just your millionaire, billionaire buddies trying to get off easy. Check yourself into sex rehab. You and David Duchovny can go ahead and take your porn movies to your sex rehab facilities and come out better people. But guess what happens when you get turned back out? Sex will be out there, and you're going to want to have it. And there's nothing wrong with that, because everybody's addicted to sex, baby. All right. 10 minutes over, but we're good, because we're on BCRN, and I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Thanks again to my guests, Jose Urquiza and Tony Rees from 3 Years Hollow. Check them out, won't you? 3YearsHollow.com. 3YearsHollow.com is the website. If you're a Twitter fan, you can follow their updates every now and again at the numeral 3 and then Years Hollow, at the numeral 3 Years Hollow. Also, thanks to Alan Hedrick from Holla & Swalla, talking about the TLC Barbecue Pitmasters insight. Certainly appreciate that. And I agree. I think maybe Myron might be getting a bad rap, although he's kind of putting himself off. Or he's making himself come off that way. And again, hopefully we'll be having John Marcus on next week talking about the show. Halfway through, do a little post-mortem on it. So would love your comments, your call-ins, all that great stuff. Thanks to Cindy for calling in and winning a 2-pack of D-Dog's Barbecue Peach Rub. Thanks to Darren for doing that. DDogsBBQ.com. Quick reminder about the good folks at the Barbecue Guru, makers of automatic pit temperature control devices, not to mention a host of other products that make your barbecue and grilling life easier. Two ways to find them. You can do it on the website at TheBBQGuru. You can call them toll-free as well at 800-288-GURU. Again, potentially John Marcus next week. Also, a knife review and a recipe from venerable food blogger John Dawson of PatioDaddyOBBQ.com. Stay tuned for that. Until we see you back here next Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, this is your program host, Greg Rempe, proud U.S. American. Good night now.